It's hard for rural communities in Illinois to attract or keep the doctors, teachers, even grocery stores, which together make everyday life possible in a small town. Now, another professional shortage has emerged in rural Illinois. There are not enough attorneys, and the problem is getting worse. The Chicagoland area is home to two-thirds of Illinois' population, but 90% of its lawyers. That leaves the rest of us, the other 95 counties, with the remaining 10%. There are 39 counties in Illinois that haven't added a new attorney in the past 4 years.
Is the small town lawyer still going to exist, you know, 10 to 15 years from now or 20 years from now?
That's Amelia Burgess, a partner with Boland Robinson & Ellis, who's based in Bloomington.
We don't have the answer to that, but we do see a need, and we as a firm have a desire to meet that need.
Last month, Burgess's firm opened a branch office in Lincoln, where there's a shortage of lawyers. Only two new attorneys have begun practicing there in the past 4 years. The problem is most acute in the family law area.
Just from a, you know, very real human perspective, that's concerning, because when you're dealing with a family law case, those are very serious issues that impact your life. They impact the life of your family. And the idea of people trying to navigate that system on their own, when they would benefit from help, we really saw the potential need there to do good in the community.
Logan County has just over 30,000 residents, but less than 25 lawyers. Located just southwest of Bloomington Normal, Lincoln is the Logan County seat. The historic downtown courthouse remains the center of town. Less than 2 months after opening, demand was so high in the Lincoln area that Burgess's BRE law firm added regular office hours starting this week to meet with potential clients. Thomas Harris has seen the shortage in Lincoln, too. He was on the front lines as a judge based in Lincoln from 2007 to 2013. That's when he became an appellate court justice. With few options, Harris saw more and more people representing themselves in his courtroom. The legal term for that is pro se. Nationally, 3 out of 5 people in civil cases go to court without a lawyer.
It was such a luxury, almost, to have lawyers presenting the case, because this isn't easy, and I think that's one thing that folks are most shocked at when they get into court. I think they think there's going to be a lot of assistance provided by the judge, and the judge is not allowed to provide that kind of assistance.
Harris says that's especially true for child custody cases.
Those are very difficult cases. They are very fact-intensive that require that the parties be able to present evidence. There are legal rules, rules of procedure, and evidentiary rules that they're required to comply with. And without a lawyer, these folks really can be at a loss as to how to proceed.
Harris says that puts a judge in a terrible bind.
Because the judge has to make this very critical determination, potentially without all of the facts he or she needs in order to make it.
You can hear the rest of this story at noon and 6 p.m. today on Sound Ideas.